Good afternoon, everyone. Well, another tough day for investors. In fact, the ASX 200 today fell by 177.9 points. That's a drop of 2.5%, and it means that we closed below 7,000 points for the first time since May last year, wrapping up the day at 6,961. This makes it three straight days of declines, five losses in 6 days. We hit a fresh 8-month low in the process as well. There were two big things that really received attention on the Aussie market and global markets in the past day. The first was how crazy the US markets were last night. And the second, more importantly for the Aussie market, was an update on inflation. So looking at this inflation report, which was out at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and made today one of the more important days of this holiday shortened week because of the implications it could have on interest rates. So essentially headline inflation up 1.3% over the December quarter to be up 3.5% over the year. The number that receives most attention though from the Reserve Bank and economists, and it contributes to the decision making process of the RBA each month, was trimmed mean. And this strips out some of those more volatile items. So this number saw trimmed mean lifting 1% over the quarter, the fastest and strongest quarterly increase in inflation in 14 years, and over the year 2.6%, which is the fastest lift in annual inflation in 7.5 years. Now, this was actually faster than what the Reserve Bank has been flagging and expecting, and it's going to make next week's RBA meeting on Tuesday very, very interesting to see how the Reserve Bank reacts. Now, the drivers of this, well, we had increases in prices across the board. The cost of building a home has accelerated. Higher petrol prices have made transportation more expensive. We've had clothing, recreation, household furnishings, all of these things actually increasing. So what it means is that CBA economists have brought forward the date when they think that rate hikes could actually take place from November this year to now August. And there are a few things that the RBA will be watching quite closely. The first will certainly be whether or not wages are going to lift from here. And there'll be a number of two quarterly reports that are coming up, which will probably receive quite a bit of attention. So the market did respond to this. Initially this morning, the market was down by 1.8% ahead of this report because of some huge swings across the US market, which are really on edge ahead of the Fed meeting, which kicks off tonight and wraps up first thing Thursday morning. When this report was out, the market then started to really be sold off. But today, a very widespread sell-off across the market. Every single sector was down. We only actually had 9 stocks on the ASX 200 lifting today. So they were hard to find, but one of the best was Codan, which rose almost 17%. Now, the company had its best lift in about a year and a half. This is after flagging record half-year profits, which is attributed to two US-based companies that it purchased back in May last year that have actually been doing better than what it was expecting. So the technology of these businesses basically includes communications equipment that's used in the military and special forces, and also first responders as well. Another outperformer today was A2 Milk, which rose by 7%. No official data or news from the group at all, but an article in The Australian today suggested a Canadian dairy company called Saputo might be interested in acquiring a stock or a company in this field. Also, Sezzle rose about 10%. Now, this is the buy now, pay later company. It rose strongly today after Zip confirmed media speculations that it's in preliminary discussions to potentially take over Sezzle, so its shares rose. And the next outperformer was Meijer, the department store owner, which hasn't really been doing well for about a decade now, but today it rose by about 7%. Now, it came out with an update and said, for the past 5 months, things have been quite tough with COVID-19, store closures, and also Omicron more recently, which has been a negative. But it said that over the 5 months to the start of Jan, sales have actually jumped by about 12%. It's had strong sales over Christmas into Boxing Day as well, and online sales were up more than 50%, so its shares rose. Elsewhere, Fortescue Metals down 5% after a quarterly update today. Beach Energy was down 8% after reporting a 7% drop in oil and gas production. And looking ahead to tonight, it's going to be massive. We've got BHP having an important night because the UK court is set to actually vote on the unification deal. We've also got the Fed meeting kicking off. We've got Microsoft releasing profit results, and a reminder that tomorrow the Aussie market is actually shut for Australia Day. So this is going to make Thursday super interesting because we're going to be paying catch up with the rest of the world and then also responding to what happens with the Federal Reserve. The Aussie dollar finally, 71.3 US. Have a great evening.